There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Talking local independent theatre now on the ticket.
Stage door.
With us this afternoon, we've got director Wesley, who's here. He's back. Hello.
I am back. It's fantastic to be here.
It's nice to have you here outside in the sunshine. You said when you sat down, this feels more live than usual.
It is. It definitely feels. The stakes seem so much higher than usual. It's
the
wonderful.
People looking at you, peering at
you.
Mm-hmm. Also joining us today is Sabiha from Short and Sweet. Hello.
Hello.
We're going to be grilling you very, very shortly.
I'm waiting for that.
And we have Monica here, who is also a local director. Should we have a director off?
Absolutely. We should just collaborate together. It'll be great.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's start then with Short and Sweet, and let's introduce it to people who don't know anything about it. What is Short and Sweet, first of all?
Okay, so Short and Sweet is the largest short play festival around the world. It is. It started in Australia, Sydney, and is now part of Dubai for the last 6 years. This is the sixth edition of Short and Sweet happening in Dubai. It consists of 10 into 10-minute plays in each category. And
how many categories are there?
So there are two categories: wild cards, which are more for experimental, new people, inexperienced people. And then there's the top 40, which is for more experienced people who have done theatre before and who want to put up plays.
So two categories of 10 plays in each category, and they're 10 minutes long each, which is 20 plays at 10 minutes, which
is a lot of minutes.
A lot of minutes.
Yes, so we have about 80 plays happening this year. And the rule for Short and Sweet is very simple, that your play has to be 10 minutes max. It cannot exceed 10 minutes or it gets disqualified. Yep.
Ooh,
it can be shorter.
Do they get to finish it if they exceed 10
yes,
minutes?
Yes, they do. They do. We don't stop them from finishing it. In fact, if we have two shows for each round, then they also get to perform the next day. The audience and judges' votes are counted if they manage to bring it down in, to 10 minutes on the second show.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first day or the disqualified show's votes are not counted.
I would like to make a suggestion. I think they should stop it so that there's that thing of,
there's
we
like
don't
a
know
gong.
What happened in the end.
It's being chopped out.
So,
yeah.
So it's also a little bit of a competition that you say there are votes.
It's very much a competition, yes. There's the first round, then people go through to two categories, the People's Choice Final and the Wild Cards Final, and there's the big gala final, which is this year on the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of March.
Wow. So you've already had some of these plays being performed already, but there's more to come.
2 weekends done already, and this weekend is the 3rd week. Then we have a 4th week, after which we have the People's Choice Final and the Wild Cards Final, and then finally the Gala Finals.
So is that 6 weeks in total?
Correct.
Wow, that's a long run for plays in Dubai.
That is, indeed.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
And do you find that you still get full houses or excited audiences at every weekend?
Well, yeah, pretty much. There are days when there are more people than not. Usually Saturdays it's more because the results are out every Saturday. So that's the second show. So every weekend we have results for the wild cards after the second wild card show and for top 40 after the second top 40 show.
So then each night you have, or each afternoon you have, how many shows get played? If I'm an audience member and I come and buy a ticket, how many plays am I going to see? How many 10-minute shows?
So the wild cards are a different show and the top 40 are a different show. So if you come for the wild cards, you get to see 10 into 10 wild cards. If you come for the top 40, you get 10 into 10 top 40. We did have season passes which allowed you to see all the shows for a much better price than paying for individual shows. We also having this year for the participants some discounted prizes. We have the student passes as well, and so on.
Sabiha, do you have a favorite yet that you've seen? You must have.
Well, incidentally, one of my plays is in the galas already, and the ASD play in 2nd week was really good, which has gone through as the winner of Judge's Choice. It's really tight and very funny, and yeah, that's a good competitor there.
That's your fave by the sounds of it. Monica, have you got any favorites?
Well, my own play was my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I took up a comedy play, which was a challenge in its own because I didn't know what the audience would respond to. It was really overwhelming to see the audience have such a good response to a play like that. So collectively, yes, I've had a very good experience with my play, so I would pick my play as the favorite out of the lot.
What was it called?
It was called Workplace Wellness.
Yeah.
So it was about a consultant hired in a crime investigation to make sure that the toxic environment is properly mediated and taken care of.
Okay.
So it's a lot of ego clash and confusion, and it was just it's just chaos and confusion. So we had a brilliant response to that, and the actors did a fabulous job in the play.
they tackle the minis of cards, the massage cards that we have, we see around,
oh,
being tucked,
yes,
in the car window seals. Yeah, so that was
you tackle
the
that
central.
As well.
Yeah, that was the central theme of the play.
So I went to a restaurant the other night, and those cards were from where I parked my car, 5-minute walk all over the pavement till I got to the restaurant. And I thought to myself, this is going off subject a little bit. There are little kids walking around out, mm-hmm, here. Who is behind those cards?
Yeah.
I'd love to know.
There's a job there, though, picking them all up.
And there's
there?
A story in it as well. Like, I've never seen anyone putting it on the window of my car, but it's always on the window of my car if I'm in certain areas of Dubai coming back to it.
I've actually seen people put it on the window in Karama, yes. Yes, they have a bag on the shoulder and they just like walk very casually and tuck it in and move on. If you're not watching, you will miss them.
Yeah. They call themselves the massage card ninjas.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I suppose everybody needs a job, right?
Yeah. Nah, there's some jobs that can go, I reckon. That's one of them.
It's just the people who need them, right?
Do some of the actors in these plays appear in more than one? It seems like there's so much content going on.
So there are rules, basically. The rule is that one person can act in maximum of 2 plays,
yeah,
can write one play and direct one play. Now, all these can be in one play itself, writing, acting and directing, and another acting play, or it could be over 4 different plays. But you can't do more than that as an individual.
Well, so there must be so many people involved in this.
There are, and a lot of actors do 2 plays. A lot of writers write, but unfortunately one of their scripts can be done in the festival. One director, one writer, and 2 as an actor you can participate in.
What happens if you win?
Well, yeah, there have been, 2 years ago, we had 2 actresses who won in the first round. Both their plays went to the gala. So they were performing in 2 plays in the gala, so we had to kind of separate them from each other in terms of their own play, so that they had time in between the 2 plays to go and perform. This year also, we have had an actress whose both plays have gone through to gala, the first weekend and the second weekend, her plays have won.
That's wonderful. Are there prizes?
Yes, this year we also have cash prizes happening. So the best production gets 5,000 dirhams. The best director gets 2,000, actor, actress. Also the best people's choice will get a prize money, and everybody gets trophies, of course. And then there are some individual prizes like poster, best poster. Now, usually all the winners are from the gala finalists, except the poster. The poster is for overall the festival. Any play that has participated in the festival becomes eligible for that.
Welcome back to The Ticket, where we are talking about local independent theatre, and we're talking about physical theatre. If you don't know what that is, Wesley was just telling us that it's like guerrilla theatre, you used to call it.
Yeah, I did used to call that, because that message is very important. What sort of the point you're making is just as important as the story you're telling. Oftentimes there isn't a story. Sometimes it's just you're surprising somebody. Sometimes it's just you want to light someplace in an interesting way.
And we're talking about physical theatre because there's a workshop happening tonight, Dubai Drama Group.
Last night, actually. Already happened.
Oh,
it did. But
monster.
It's part of these monthly events that DDG puts up. And so sometimes you'll get physical theatre. Sometimes you'll get how to be a stage manager. Sometimes you'll get play readings. And it really varies. And the best way to learn about these is to follow them on Facebook. And you can even, they're very open groups, so you can even plug whatever idea you want to have, mm-hmm, or anything you want to learn about or anything you want to teach about. They're very open to this kind of thing.
How many people normally turn up to one of those?
Yeah. Well, the physical theatre one, I don't know how many people turned up. I haven't gotten that information yet because it's still very new. The play readings, we get between 10 and 20 people, they rotate who comes. And then the stage management one, we got about 15 people both times.
So how does the play reading happen? You just allow everybody to jump in and read different characters one after the other, or you select people and they read?
Yeah, it's all done very informally. So we give everybody a photocopy. I bring snacks. That's the most important part for me.
What kind of snacks?
It totally depends what's at the market and what I'm in the mood for, what I'm hungry for. I give a photocopy of the script to everybody, and we sort of very informally say, okay, who wants to start by reading this part, this part, this part? And after about every 10 or 20 minutes, we switch it up so that everybody gets a chance who wants to read, and everybody gets to then talk about afterwards what they liked.
I think it's very important that you're making this informal, because there are a lot of actors who come in and they're shy in the beginning to get involved, so it gives them an opportunity to open up and participate. which is brilliant, I
think. It's a wonderful way. And there are a lot of people who, they want to direct, they want to produce, and they have no idea, they have no in into the theater community yet. Sure, they've seen some shows. But after a show is over, when you're sort of leaving as the audience member, it sometimes feels very awkward to like go up to people and say, oh, how can I help next time? So it's really nice to have these much smaller events that you can go and get your foot in the door.
Are there age restrictions? You know, is it open to pretty much anybody? Or?
It is absolutely open to anybody. Some of the plays we read get a little racy.
Okay.
And so some adults, you know, maybe 13 and up or 14.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Knowing me.
How much is it to come along to one of these?
So
events?
It's 100 dirham for the whole year. So you get every event they do all year, you get in for free.
And when do they normally happen? Different places or always in the
same place? Totally different places, depending. Yeah, they used to rent out the courtyard, but because you know the courtyard books months ahead of time, they found different places.
So for the reading, is it like every person who comes has to participate or they can just sit and hear people?
Not at all. You can absolutely sit and just listen. That's perfectly fine.
And the Facebook group is the best place to find out about all of
these. Most definitely the Facebook group.
So that would be Dubai Drama Group. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I want to quickly mention before we say goodbye to you guys? Cirque du Soleil's recent Dubai show. They encouraged audience to be on their phones. I did not go to the show.
Yeah, there was an app. So there was cool. An app. Mm-hmm. It actually came up that you could download an app. Before the show so that you could get more of a better experience from watching the Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, you would put your phone, your camera up facing the stage and different things would pop up at different times during the show. It was all done live and it was really cool. But of course, I was trained as a small kid to never have your phone out, to always be quiet. And sort of, for me, it definitely made me think of sort of overall audience etiquette and what you're supposed to do. And I think that as we go into Dubai theater and as we go into sort of these larger multimedia kinds of shows, it really changes what you're allowed to do and what you're encouraged to do as an audience member.
So phones in theaters, what do you think?
Yeah, that's what I just remember, it's not just about phones, but sometimes there's an interaction with the audience. I remember your play had that a lot. And also we had a play in Short and Sweet Wildcards, which was called Notification Anonymous, which had audience interaction as well, and it was related to phones and switching them on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
I think this Short and Sweet is special as well because there have been a lot of plays covering social media because the audience can relate to it immensely. So I guess the Short and Sweet is special that way.
No, I hate it. Get it out of theatres.
Get the phones out. And arrive on time.
Arrive on time. I don't think we need apps for it.
Wouldn't you be curious, though, if they tell you at the start of a great production like the Cirque du Soleil that you're going to get more out of it if you download the app?
I think it's bowing down to society pressures. Like, we're going to see it for what we know of it, like what we like about it. And there's a great old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, I watched it. I didn't download the app. My son did download the app, and you know, he said, "Yeah, it was cool." But you know, the show was fantastic.
I downloaded the app and then ignored it after about 10 minutes. That for me, seeing live theater, it's live. It's on a stage. It's what humans can do, and that to me, that relationship. Otherwise, I'd watch a movie. Otherwise, I would Skype with somebody.
Yeah, but there's something authentic about it that will be ruined if you get all these apps and everything on board. So I guess we all respect the authenticity of theatre here.
I'm quite old-fashioned that way as well regarding theatre. I like it pure and simple, yeah.
Yeah, we're all old-fashioned, which is fine, isn't it?
Yeah, well, this is when you get to my age, yeah.
Director Wesley, Monica, Sabiha, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Pleasure
thank
to have
you.
You in.
Thanks so much, as usual.
Thank you for having us.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.